We're traveling the country this summer in search of local flavor. Last week, we tried hot dogs in Akron, Ohio. Today, we head to Springfield, Missouri, where Zach Fortner owns Pineapple Whip, a place that serves a confection called, this might not surprise you, Pineapple Whip. His family's been serving it up for three generations.
All right, so we're just a few minutes before 12 o'clock, the time that we open, so we're going to go ahead and get opened up because we've got a few people waiting.
The pineapples are grown fresh locally there in Missouri?
The crops haven't done as well here in Missouri the last few years, unfortunately.
You got to import them from elsewhere. So what's Pineapple Whip doing in the middle of Missouri?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask my grandfather that. He put down roots here years ago, and this is where he started it, so this is where we remain.
And Pineapple Whip is?
Pineapple Whip is a non-dairy fruit juice-based soft serve. It's not ice cream. There's no dairy whatsoever. We don't really classify it as anything other than Pineapple Whip. So.
And pineapple's one of the flavors, but you have several, don't you?
Yeah, we have six flavors altogether. We always have pineapple, of course, because it's our namesake. And we have a mango peach, a strawberry kiwi, a grape, an orange, and a pomegranate banana flavor we call Nanogranate.
What's life like at your stands?
It's summer, so we're busy. We're only open during the summer months. We did open for the first time for 3 days this last winter. We called it our whip solstice. People actually came. We had lines 100 deep when it was 27 degrees outside. We're still scratching our heads on that one a little bit.
And you used to be a banker, I gather.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did that for about 10 years, and I couldn't have picked a polar opposite career to switch to, but wouldn't trade it for the world. I get to make people happy all day, so what more could you ask for?
You like talking to customers?
Very much so, yeah. I have to do a lot of grunt work in the background, but I always make sure and schedule myself in our stands so I can have some interaction with customers. Very often we have people coming up for moms who have just had their babies, and the first request the mom has is to have some Pineapple Whip brought to them. So I always like seeing things like that. And, we have proms come out. We had a wedding party come on their way to the reception a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's terrific. Bunch of people standing around in tuxes eating Pineapple Whip?
Yeah. We got a couple of good pictures of them, but we're just thankful that we have people coming back to see us as often as they do.
Zach Fortner, who is the owner of Pineapple Whip in Springfield, Missouri. A good summer to you, sir, bringing smiles to people's faces.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Good morning. Hi. Can I get a pint of the pineapple and then one in a cup, please?
Okay. $6.50.
Thank you very much. I'm going to die and go to heaven now.